Mike Tagookin. Hello, my friend, and welcome once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted to be able to communicate with you once again the truth of the eternal God. Thank you for joining us here on the internet, that we might be able together to share the truth of God together. We've been talking about the holiness of God. We've been discussing this marvelous and wonderful truth about the eternal Creator God, that He is holy, that He is without sin, that He is perfect, that He is pure, that He's untainted by evil or sin. He is sinless, and thus He deserves our deep respect. He deserves man's awe and reverence and adoration, for He is God, and there is none beside Him. God's Word makes it clear that He is the only true and living God, revealed to we human beings as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And thus, we're reminded that God created man in His likeness and in His image as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And the Lord Jesus Christ is holy. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit of God, and thus He is holy. In Mark chapter 1, verse 24, we read where the demons were speaking as the Lord Jesus was communicating with them, and they were saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Yes, Jesus Christ was without sin. He is holy in every respect and in every way. In no manner nor form did the Lord Jesus Christ sin when walking here upon earth. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, Jesus was filled of the Holy Ghost. You recall at His baptism, the Holy Ghost descended from heaven in the form of a dove and lit upon Him, and God the Father spoke from heaven. Here again we see the Trinity revealed. God the Father spoke from heaven. Christ had been baptized by John the Baptist. As He came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, and God the Father spoke from heaven. And again we see the Trinity. God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And thus Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit. And from that time forward, He walked in the power of the Holy Spirit, though He is holy Himself. And the Holy Spirit of God indwelt Him and empowered Him as an example to us, that when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, God sends His Spirit to indwell our spirit, to empower us, to be God's guarantee of our salvation, as Ephesians 1 points out. He becomes the guarantee of our salvation and our seal, God's seal upon our life, protecting us from Satan and the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. Jesus Christ Himself keeps us saved, beloved. Our salvation doesn't depend upon me. It depends upon Him. He's the one that saves us, and He's the one that keeps us saved and keeps us from being separated from Him. And so Jesus went into the wilderness, being full of the Holy Ghost. He returned from Jordan, Luke 4:1, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. There the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted and tested by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights, and never did he yield to the temptation of Satan. Never did he give in, though he was without food 40 days and 40 nights, and in his weakened condition, Satan came to him to tempt him and to test him. And yet the Lord Jesus overcame Satan, and the way he overcame Satan was with the Word of God. That's why it's so important that you and I get into the Word of God. The Word of God is that which helps an individual to grow in their walk with the Lord. Remember, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, we are born again by the Spirit of God. We are new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In our spirit, we are righteous, we are pure, we are clean, we are holy. If you'll go to the book of Romans, remember, in Romans chapter 3, we're pointed out that we are justified. That is, we are made just as if we had never sinned. What a wonderful truth it is, as we read Romans chapter 3 and verse 21, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." The law reveals the righteousness of God. The Old Testament prophets spoke of the holiness and the righteousness of God, as we have been studying about God's holiness and God's righteousness. Even verse 22, "The righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But verse 24 says, "Being justified freely by His grace." Oh yes, the wonderful grace of God. Remember, John 1:17 said, "The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Yes, beloved, that's where God revealed His grace. It was through Jesus Christ. And thus, we're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's where we're made just and holy and pure and clean. For the Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation, the Holy Spirit. And He cleanses us and makes our spirit pure and clean and holy and righteous and justified, so that He can live in our spirit. And thus in our spirit we're pure and clean and holy. Remember, this is where we get our identification. Our identification is not in the physical body. How many times we identify one another by the physical body, by the appearance, by the outward appearance. But you remember what God spoke to Samuel about when Samuel was looking for the king that would replace Saul. God told Samuel, "Do not look on the outward appearance, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." It's the inner man that God looks at, our spirit, and that's where our identification is, whether we are a child of God or whether we're a child of Satan, whether we're under the Holy Spirit of God or whether we're under the power of the wicked one. It's in our spirit that our identification is seen. And that's why man needs to be born again. That's why man needs to be renewed in his spirit and given life within the spirit of man. And thus, when we put our faith and trust in Christ and ask the Lord to come into our life, He sends the Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation, and thus makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous within our spirit, because we have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, have accepted Him as our Savior, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. The word propitiation has reference to the sacrifice of Christ, the shedding of His life's blood for our sin. It was pictured there in the tabernacle by the mercy seat, where the blood of the innocent victim was shed for the sins of Israel once a year. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, after He arose from the grave, told Mary Magdalene, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." And He did ascend to the Father and offered His blood on the mercy seat of heaven. And when He returned back to earth, the women whom He met caught Him by the feet and worshipped Him. Yes, beloved, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin, and we're made pure and clean and holy within our spirit by the work of the Holy Spirit of God moving into our spirit and making us pure and clean and holy and righteous. And thus we are redeemed by the blood of Christ, as verse 25, whom God hath sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, the blood of Christ, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, the righteousness that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Oh yes, beloved, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. The law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And so we see, beloved, that in our spirit we are pure, we are clean, we are holy, we are righteous, we are justified. In our spirit the Holy Ghost thus dwells, and our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. In our spirit we're righteous, we're pure, and we're clean. But in Romans chapter 7 we find that in our flesh dwells no good thing. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.